dispatch fee for every Michelin OnCall 2.0 emergency roadside service call. And the best part, membership is free. Sign up today at MichelinTruck.com/advantage.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina. Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. The growing scandal involving delayed treatment to seriously ill patients at Veterans Affairs Hospital has now resulted in the forced resignation of VA Undersecretary for Health, Robert Kessel.
You know, you heard what Secretary Shinseki said, which is that he's mad as hell, and the president is madder than hell. And I've got the scars to prove it, given the briefings that I've given the president.
White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, but Petzl's resignation has been criticized by Republicans as political doublespeak. Correspondent Wyatt Andrews.
The White House was hoping the resignation of Dr. Petzl would signal accountability at the VA in response to the wait time scandal. But it turns out that Petzl was scheduled to retire this year anyway. Critics of Secretary Shinseki said he enforced the resignation without any real penalty. The American Legion renewed its call for Shinseki himself to step down.
The Transportation Department handed General Motors a $35 million fine Friday for dragging its feet on that ignition switch recall. National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator David Friedman.
This historic civil penalty and reforms we have ordered should send a clear message. All manufacturers will be held responsible and will be held accountable by NHTSA if they fail to quickly report and address safety defects.
But Clarence Diblow of the Center for Auto Safety says the fine is chump change for a big company like GM.
We would want a fine like Toyota got hit with of $1.2 billion and criminal prosecution.
At least 13 deaths have been linked to that switch defect. Cooler temperatures have helped crews get a handle on half of the wildfires burning around San Diego. There are some hot spots, though, correspondent to Gachaba.
The wildfire here in San Marcos is unfortunately giving firefighters the most trouble, and it's this unfortunate trio that seems to be working against them. It's a combination of incredibly high temperatures, sometimes in triple digits over the last couple of days, dry brush, and these strong Santa Ana winds, which have come unseasonably early here in California. The official start of fire season is still several weeks away.
Two passenger jets came too close for comfort in the air over Hawaii late last month. Correspondent Jeff Pagase.
According to this initial incident report, an air traffic controller mistakenly authorized both planes to fly at 33,000 feet heading directly toward each other. Sources with knowledge of the investigation say the planes were 8 miles apart when the cockpit's traffic collision avoidance system, or TCAS, alerted the pilots that they needed to change course. By the time the planes were just over 5 miles and 800 feet apart, the United flight had made an emergency descent, and the U.S. Airways jet had climbed.
If you're planning traveling over Memorial Day, be prepared for some crowds.
We're projecting 36.1 million people hitting the roads, taking to the skies, filling cruise cabins.